The problem with these Judaizers and the unbelieving Jews, any unbeliever, it's the very same problem we see take place with Sarah and Abraham. The problem of self-reliance. It's a problem they did overcome and repent. But they thought the promise plus something else, didn't they? The promise was God plus their little contribution. The Judaizers were no different. They thought Jesus is the answer. But you see, you got to have Jesus and the knife too. Or Jesus and plus just a little bit of law. Just a little. And brethren, it's endless what the plus sign is. We got religion all over the world. We'll gladly lay hold of Jesus. But unless you're embracing Christ crucified in Him alone, His finished work on that cross as your full sufficiency before the holy God of heaven, you have no hope before Him. It's not Jesus' atoning work plus something you do. Any contribution that you add. What are you relying on? You do yourself no service to ignore that question. You don't want to leave here today not knowing the answer. You really want to take this in. What am I really relying on? It's an eternal question with eternal consequences. Are you relying on God's promised provision, His Son, Jesus Christ? Or are you really relying on Jesus plus there's something else? My attendance, my feelings, a prayer. I was excited one time. There was this moment. Well, I got the baptism certificate, you know, and I was my dad's a pastor, and I mean people, you'd be amazed what slips out of people, what they're really trusting in. Well, I'm trying. I believe when I get there, I talk to people that you think were Christians. What is your hope when you stand before God? Well, I really hope at the end I've done enough. I really hope I've trusted enough. It's all about them. If your answer comes back to you, you're in trouble. There's only two religions in this world, only two. A religion of bondage and a religion of freedom, true freedom. Absolute freedom. You have Hagar, or the way of Cain, a way built upon self-reliance, self-sufficiency, self-accomplishment. And then there's Sarah, the way of Abel. It's the way of faith. A way of complete abandonment of self and complete reliance upon the God who made me and His provision for my soul, Christ. Only two. And one, of course, is true Christianity. The other is everything that is not true Christianity. I'll close by quoting. We sung it. Luther's words. Therefore, my trust is in the Lord and not in my own merit. On Him my soul shall rest. His word upholds my fainting spirit. His promised mercy is my fort. That's my stronghold. That's my anchor right there. My comfort and my sweet support. I bid you to trust in Christ today. You don't want to leave this world without Christ. Savingly knowing Jesus Christ and trusting Him and Him alone as your only hope for eternal life. As your only hope for a covering for your sin. We all need one. You won't be able to ever do it. You can't do enough to appease God. Jesus Christ has done it all. And Father, we are so thankful He has. Lord, just going through this study, Lord, just realizing the exposure that these Jewish people had and yet remained in darkness. And Lord, that You would be pleased in the fullness of time on the other side of the globe, years, centuries later, consider my soul. That you would allow Sarah to be my mother, that I might know the covenant blessings of Abraham. Well, all to you we owe, and we praise you for such kindness and mercy. Lord, you stood before your own people and said, these things are hidden to them, but you've revealed them unto us, and we praise you and we thank you. Lord, help us live in the light of the wondrous gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, have mercy on our children, lost loved ones here, and visitors that are outside of your grace. Lord, rain down in mercy upon them. Please open their eyes and their hearts to believe and receive the forgiveness of your Son. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.